The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Madeline Walsh, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
It's nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
You wrote a lovely email as I was positing the idea about possibly climbing Carn Tuathail. Madeline, what is Carn Tuathail?
Carn Tuathail, it's the highest mountain in Ireland. It's the Irish name for Crescent of the Tuathail. So Tuathail is one of the legendary gods from the first century. It stands at 1,039 metres, which is a great achievement for anyone to do. So it's part of the Mid Hillicuddy Reeks down in Kerry. It's hill walking has taken off hugely, I think, especially with the last year. And it's great for people to go out and be more mindful of nature and appreciate nature.
Okay. I'm absolutely in, right? I'm all in. You sent an email, you said, and you gave me a checklist. So will I tell you what I have and don't have?
Do.
Okay. Good ankle support footwear. Have that. Okay.
Excellent.
At least 1 litre of water. I can get that in the shop on the way up.
Yeah.
Protein snack. Don't like them. So I'll need an alternative option for that, if you can. Come back to me now. Sandwich for top. Yeah, you can help me out there, I hope. Layers, you say, like Tom Crean in the South Pole, because it's exactly like that. He says it's a balancing act between too much and too little, but layers are the secret. Okay, we can talk about that. Waterproof leggings and jacket. Have jacket, don't have leggings. Hiking pole, definitely don't have one of those. Sturdy backpack, definitely don't have one of those. Spare socks, clothes, yeah, that's fine. Keep a plastic bag in your backpack. I have a plastic bag. Okay, so I'm halfway there.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, we can help you out with the rest as well, but it's also a thing like, you know, it's a microclimate on the mountains. So you have to make sure that, you know, you're prepared for all types of weather.
Yes.
We were up there last Saturday and we were greeted with the four seasons. So we had hailstone on the way up as well.
Oh. Okay, so it's like that. Now, you and your dad, you have a business in this area, do you, in Clarny?
We did, yes. We set it up there November 2019.
Oh, God.
And it was, we were doing it for years, about 15 years, for charities and just for friends and family that wanted to climb the mountains around Kerry and Cork. And then we've decided to turn it into a business and just make it more accessible for people that would want to do hill walking. There's a good few hill walking groups around, guided tours around Kerry as well, which is great.
If I go up the mountain, you're offering to go with me, with your dad, I presume.
Yes.
And is there loads of, history and geography and nature along the way that you can point out? I mean, is it like that? Is it like loads to see?
It is. Our friend Thomas Totty, he wrote a book called Kerry Dreamtime. So it gives you as well a lot of the history and everything. So there's so much folklore and legend around the Kittycuddy Reeks. And it's great to point out the flora and fauna and everything like that. And just to get a great sense of what is on our doorstep.
And what sort of time frame? How long does it take to go up all the way up to the top of the hill and all the way back down again?
6 to 7 hours.
Oh, crikey. Okay. So what time do you generally assemble at?
Around 8:30 in the morning.
This is meant to be my holidays.
It's good to get up early and just to appreciate the different routes that we can go up.
Okay. And what route would you be recommending?
Our favourite route would be going up Brother O'Shea's Gully. That way then you pass the highest lake in Ireland. Mm. And then coming down either the Heavenly Gates. The Heavenly Gates.
I definitely want to go to the Heavenly Gates.
Yeah, I know. It's a great day out.
Okay.
Coming down, there's a bit of scrambling, but you have very impressive views.
I don't know whether I want to do this or not. Okay, Madeline, we'll talk. Your people talk to my people, talk to my people, talk to your people. We'll see what happens. But this may well happen.
Excellent.
And
look forward to it.
Likewise. Thank you for your mail. And maybe see you if I get my act together in a few days' time.
Fabulous.
Okay.
We'll see you then.
Good luck.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Ryan. Have a good day.
And you. And I'm smiling now. And I'm quietly Terrified. I don't know if, you know, is this a good idea?